Hello, lovely people off the internet who listen to me. This is Seneca Pumpkin, and I want to ramble. Or to rant, maybe. I don't know. I've got to talk about a thing that is going to be happening in about 2 hours, 3 hours, mayhaps. And that is that I will hold my first presentation in university. And I am kind of scared. I'm very nervous and kind of scared. And yeah. I held quite a bunch of presentation back in school, but it's been some time. And although I practiced it 2 times last night, I'm still not sure. I'm gonna practice once more, probably once this is done, but this is just to get off some steam, if that makes sense. I've always been quite nervous about things like this, about public speaking. Speaking in front of a group, and yeah, I don't know, one wouldn't expect that from someone who records herself masturbating for the internet, but still. I'm sorry for incoherentness and any terrible sentence structure that may come up. But I need to get this off my chest. So, I'm an actress. I do still consider myself an actress. I've been in an amateur theater group for the past 3 years. And now that I moved for university, I quit with that group. I'm looking for something new, though, where I can be active in theater and plays and anything here in my new hometown. But I think I will do that when I got a bit more settled in. Anyway, one would expect me to not be nervous when talking in front of a crowd when they have 3 years of theater experience. But I am quite nervous about this. I'm nervous about embarrassing myself because it's a history class. It's a class about the Middle Ages, and my topic is astrology and horoscopes in the Middle Ages. And while I read quite a bit on it, I even bought myself a book just for that, but I'll probably need to write a big paper on it later this semester, so I think it was worth the investment in buying this book. Yeah. Where did I want to go with this? I wanted to say that I'm quite nervous about embarrassing myself because while some of the people in my class are also freshmen like me, others are quite older and get more experience with university and the way things work around here. I'm just afraid I will embarrass myself. I have that fear quite often, actually. But then again, I suppose I shouldn't compare myself to people who have done this thing longer and know what's going on. I do know what's going on. I googled all these things, and yeah, I am. How do I put this? I hope that just talking about it to the fellow strangers on the internet who like to listen to my voice might soothe this nervousness a bit. Maybe it won't. Maybe that won't work out at all. In that case, I might just quickly masturbate before I leave. I'm way too comfortable on Reddit. Oh well. That was a pause. I believe that there are other people who feel about the same when it comes to holding presentations. But yeah, it doesn't make it better. For me, it doesn't. It also doesn't make it better when people tell me not to be nervous. Why do people even say that? Like, just don't be nervous. Thanks, you cured me. What a scientific breakthrough. I just can't not be nervous. I'm actually quite an anxious person. I'm anxious about grades, I'm anxious about academic success, I'm anxious about what people think of me, even though it doesn't matter. And that just keeps, I just keep being in my own way in things. I just keep being my own biggest critic. And while that is, I feel like that is good to some extent, because I keep checking myself and I keep evolving, becoming a better person, I think, becoming more like the person I want to be. And yeah, that's the good side of it. The bad side is that I'm nervous about things like this. But I suppose I'm just gonna imagine I'm speaking to a bunch of you, and you've all heard me do way more intimate things before than just talk about astrology and the history of it, which is actually quite interesting. I could ramble it all out to you, but I won't. Anyways, I'm, however, quite happy that I have my presentation today, because it means that I won't have to deal with it later in the semester, in the term, I don't know. But I can just focus on other things. I can focus on all the essays I have to write and on the papers. Maybe getting a little vacation somewhere in between. Oh well. I just hope that everything works out with the technology. I prepared a PowerPoint, which I have once on my phone, in my Dropbox, in my Google Drive, and once on a separate USB stick. And yeah, so in case any of these don't work, I have plans A to E, which I can pull through. Also, I talked to a friend of mine who has been a student for longer than me, and he said that apparently the students don't really care about the content of the, well, of the presentation. I'm supposed to hold it in front of fellow students, but that I actually rather do it for the professor. And in the German university system, the way I experience it, there's not actually grades, there's just, well, there's just you passed or you didn't. And those are my two options now. Pass or fail. I'm pretty sure to the extent that I prepared for this presentation, I won't fail, though. I hope I don't, at least. And I hope if you listen to this before, well, before 3 p.m. GMT, I am in your hearts, in your thoughts, as I'm holding this terrible presentation. And tonight I shall reward myself. I'm not sure what for, but yeah. To all the shy people out there who whom I just listen to this on accident or however, I know it's hard, but keep putting yourself out there if you want to overcome your shyness. Shyness itself is nothing bad. It's not bad to be shy. It's not bad to be introverted. It just can be hindering sometimes. I understand that. And if you feel like your shyness is hindering you, and you want, for your own good, and because you want it, you want to work on your shyness, keep putting yourself out there. What I did is, in one of my classes, my first instinct was to sit all the way in the back. So I set myself first row, and now I'm sitting there first row, and every day I come into this class and think to myself, why do you have to sit first row? Why did you do that? Everyone's going to be looking at you. They're not looking at you. No one is really that excessively looking at you. No one is really that excessively examining or judging you. And if they do, it doesn't matter. You will be fine if people not like you. You will be very fine if people judge you or... Yeah, because it doesn't matter. Words can hurt you. And I am pretty sure you are amazing as a person. You, listener. Yeah, you. I know you listen to this. I'm talking about you. Yeah. Oh my my. Audio Candy, thank you so much for listening to my terrible, stupid ramble about shyness and nervousness and overcoming them. And... well, I shall hear from you later, and I hope you have a good day, and I hope you keep putting yourself out there.